Last November, when Governor Paul LePage was reelected by 5 percentage points in a three-way race, most political observers believed that he had earned political capital that he could use in the new legislature to accomplish some of his goals. But some now feel that LePage had squandered that capital and is now going outside the legislature in pursuit of his policy agenda. Mal Leary has more.
Whatever political capital LePage may have collected, says UMaine political science professor Mark Brewer, began to diminish as what had already been a poor relationship between LePage and the legislature got worse.
The level to which the animosity has risen between Governor LePage and this legislature, not only Democrats, but Republicans in the Senate as well, I haven't seen anything like it. And, you know, I mean, I've been here now 10 plus years. I've never seen anything like it in Maine politics. And it doesn't show any sign of abating.
LePage is now preparing a citizens' initiative with the support of the Maine Republican Party to force a vote on eliminating the income tax.
It's better than having what the Democrats are doing, cutting out people's say.
He hopes the ballot question will bring out voters who will also help to elect legislative candidates in 2016 that support his agenda. LePage is also threatening to oppose the candidates in his own party in primary elections next year if they fail to support his proposals.
Just because you call yourself a Republican or a Democrat doesn't mean you are. Your actions have to speak.
That strategy of trying to bring your party into line using the primary process is nothing new. University of Maine at Farmington professor Jim Melcher says it usually does not work, even for immensely popular leaders like Franklin Roosevelt.
It blew up on him. Almost none of those primaries that President Roosevelt got involved in were ones that he won, and they wound up having an even more obstinate group of people to deal with. I think there's a real risk the governor is going to face the same sort of thing.
Colby College government professor Tony Corrado says LePage should remember the political wisdom of former U.S. House Speaker Tip O'Neill, that all politics is local, and that the governor's support of challengers to incumbent Republican lawmakers may have limited success.
In some specific races, this may have some effect, but generally it's the case that Maine voters know their representatives fairly well, and that an endorsement one way or the other by the governor may not necessarily have the impact that one might suspect.
And Bowdoin College government professor Mike Franz says LePage could hurt his long-range goal of eliminating the income tax at the ballot box if he alienates voters in his efforts to elect more conservative Republicans.
It comes with some risk of showing the party to be more more split than the other side, perhaps, and that creates problems down the road. And you've seen that nationally with like a Donald Trump, you know, surging in the polls that sort of baffles independents and Democrats. But many Republicans think, you know, he's right on point.
All of those interviewed for this story say LePage will need a broad-based coalition to both gather the more than 61,000 signatures needed to put the income tax question on the November 2016 ballot and to reach the large group of voters that turn out in a presidential election year. They point out the ballot question will likely be actively opposed by supporters of the income tax, and LePage will have to sell his proposal to a far broader constituency than just Republicans. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.